Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Week News with Murph. Today on the show, a dear friend, Kristen Burt, stops by to talk with us about what's been happening in her world since the last time she was on. It's always a treat to have Kristen on the show with us, isn't it, Emma?
Yes.
There's absolutely.
It always goes off the rails.
There's absolutely never a dull moment.
Never.
So, I don't know if Kristen knows this, but she is the only 4-time guest on the show.
Oh, seriously? I didn't know that.
Seriously.
Way to be a good co-host, Emily. Way to keep up. Cool.
I did keep track of these things.
Somebody has to.
So let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Kristen Burt. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great and honored to be a 4-time guest. What a record. I love it.
You're our favorite, so we invite you all the time.
Exactly.
You guys do.
Hey, you are one of our favorite guests, and I have a ton of questions for you. It's just not even funny.
You're the only guest that fangirls with me, so that's why I invite you on the show so much.
I fangirl all the time.
Same. Cody knows. He gets to hear it all the time. Like, at least once a day I call him with something fangirl related to, like, squeal about.
Exactly. And I put up with it because that's what best friends do, you know?
There you go.
That's what best friends do.
Okay, Cody, you have a million questions, so just go ahead and start asking them.
I have like
because
a ton of questions for you here, Kristen. I might talk your ear off, but, you know.
this is good.
Since the TCA panels are happening out in LA right now. What is your what show brand new or returning are you looking forward to seeing most?
You know, that's an interesting question. I did the TCA panels last week just for cable, and it's interesting to compare it to what's happening on network TV. And there's just so much creativity happening on cable. New actors, fresh faces, interesting stories. I mean, even National Geographic Channel, which I normally wouldn't watch, they have this miniseries coming on, Saints and Sinners, and it has Vincent Kartheiser, whom I loved in Mad Men. And it got me so intrigued, and it's like a historical drama, and it's got Anna Camp in it from Pitch Perfect. And I thought, who would have ever thought to put those two together in a historical drama? But I'm really looking forward to looking at that. And just with them, you know, with the National Geographic Channel doing some scripted drama, it kind of makes me interested in the network, which I thought was kind of fascinating. But the series that I'm really, really looking forward to is on the Starz channel. And it begins on November 8th. And everyone can binge watch it because they're just throwing out the entire series on that date. It's called Flesh and Bone, and it's kind of, it's a dance ballet-related series, but it's kind of like a mystery and very psychological, kind of in the way that Black Swan was when that ballet movie came out.
I have to see this.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks so good. And if anyone was a fan of Center Stage, there's a couple of the actors from Center Stage that are in Flesh and Bone. Mm-hmm. And a few of the dancers from So You Think You Can Dance were in the chorus and everything else, or in the corps de ballet, I should say. So you'll see them in the background. Alex Wong, I know, was on it. So I'm really looking forward to this series.
Black Swan really messed with my head, so I'm excited for this now.
Yeah, Black Swan was, I mean, anyone that's ever been in a dance class or been in a dance school regularly, Black Swan does mess with you quite a bit.
It's so good, but it's, like, so twisted. I remember the first time we watched it was, like, me and my little sister watched it, And it was, like, really late at night we watched it because we didn't know it was, like, freaky, like, mess with your head. And we were so scared. We, like, woke our parents up. We were like, you have to watch this crazy movie with us. So.
Yeah, you're like, it's so psychological. It's freaky.
I know. It's deep, for sure. So, this sounds good. I didn't know about that. So, thanks. I'll watch
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'll watch it in live tweet it with you. Cody, you have to watch, too.
Oh, I will. I will now that Christian recommended it, I will.
yeah.
You know, I'm a big ABC fan. And this upcoming fall season looks incredible. From a Quantico to a Blood and Oil to even the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
It looks incredible to me.
It is exciting. And the Muppets, I mean, for me, I remember when it was on TV regularly when I was real little.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's coming back and is something for an entire generation to rediscover, it's going to be a lot of people that watch it as kids are now parents themselves and have them watch it. And, you know, the big news yesterday that Miss Piggy and Kermit broke up, I think that's going to be,
I know,
going to be big news for the series. Maybe it'll follow their drama and their relationship. I think they'll get back together. That's my prediction, because you can't keep the pig and the frog apart.
I think it's so funny that America freaked out so much about, like, let's talk about the fact that we're also invested in these fictional puppets, and we're all, like, grieving the loss of this couple, and they're literally puppets. That's hilarious to me.
it really is amazing. They're so lovable.
Exactly.
They really are.
Okay,
you know, our buddy Nathan was at the Muppets TCA panel, and I tweeted to him, I'm like, you, sir, are living every childhood dream right now.
Oh, yeah,
by being
I saw
in the same room with Kermit.
The Muppets, now that you mention it.
It's really fun to see them live. I did the press ticket for the Muppet movie, the last one that came out, and you got an opportunity to pose with Miss Piggy and Kermit. But to watch, and you don't really see them. You don't see the artists at work on the Muppets. But, you know, they would pull a curtain, and then they would bring everyone in, and they had, like, Sam the Eagle, and they had, you know, Kermit. And you see them live and at work, the Muppets themselves, not the people operating the Muppets. But it's just so fascinating and fun, and everything of your childhood is, like, right there in front of you.
And they're so cute.
They're so cute. So cute.
You know, and several years ago, well, it's been about 4 years ago now, I went to the Smithsonian, and I got a chance to see the original puppets, you know, like the original Kermit, the original, you know, they're all in there. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the evolution of the Muppets. Like, the original Kermit looks nothing like the Kermit of today, so it's just kind of funny. It's like going back and looking at the original Mickey Mouse to what Mickey Mouse looks like in 2015.
Mm-hmm. I refuse to believe that they're not, like, real. Like, I refuse to believe it's a puppet. It's
real.
It's real to me, okay? Whatever.
Fair enough. You know, and there's one series that I'm really looking forward to. I don't know if you've heard anything about it yet. On ABC, Quantico.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it
I'm
looks
really,
really good,
whole,
doesn't it?
I'm into the whole government aspect, you know.
Yeah.
That entire genre of crime and all that stuff.
Crime shows are where it's at.
I'm really into that. So,
crime shows and dance shows.
I cannot wait for that one.
I mean, crime shows have done very well on TV historically, and I think, you know, they've evolved now to really, like, high-level forensics and everything. Like, if you go back and watch, like, an old Hill Street Blues episode, it just looks quaint in comparison. But I think it's also what I love about all of these, like, inside government shows or these inside police shows and procedurals, as they like to call them, is that it's brought on this, like, whole new level of kids and, you know, young men and women into careers, which I think is fantastic. Forensics has become a really big thing in college mm-hmm. to major in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Funny you say that, because little 10-year-old, 11-year-old Emily was obsessed with the original CSI, and I loved Georgia Fox, who played Sarah Seidel on CSI so much that I decided I wanted to be a CSI myself, and then I realized you had to, like, play with dead bodies, and I was kind of over it, but I loved her so much that that's, like, what I wanted to do with my life, just because I thought she was amazing, and she was my favorite character, and I was like, Georgia Fox is the love of my life, like, that's what I'm going to do with my life, because that's what she plays on TV. I got over it when I realized what you had to do, but, you know.
At the same time, it's inspiring you, and that's what is the magic, sort of, of TV, and when they do cover sort of real-life jobs, I think that that is fantastic.
Honestly, if we just had crime shows and dance shows, I'd be fine. I would be covered. Well, and General Hospital, let's not forget that, but I would be totally fine. If we could just do away with everything else and we just had, like, Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, and crime shows, I'd be good.
I love that. I just
want
to know if you're still at the nurse's station. Are you still just there?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm still not. I'm not at the nurse's station anymore on Twitter for a long time. And then I was, where was I after that? Oh, I was at Windermere, which is where Tyler Christopher's character lives on the show. And I'm in love with him. So I was at Windermere. But then I was in town here. I just moved to Alabama like a few months ago. I moved back. And I was at the mm-hmm. AT&T store, and the guy called, we live in Hansville, and the guy called it Hans Vegas, and I thought it was funny, so I made that my location. But I have to be in the nurse's station for now. I'll be back.
Well, I have to tell you,
I thought
of you at the Daytime Emmys when I was backstage, and there's, like, Tony Geary holding his Daytime Emmy. Like, I mean, just a mere, like, 2 feet from me, and I'm like, I just want to grab his Emmy.
Yes. Tony and I want to go to the Emmys so bad. Like, that's our ultimate dream. Like, we're going to go to the Emmys eventually.
You will. It's so fun. This year was
great. We were going to go this past year, but then I graduated, and my family was like, let's move back to Alabama. And so we had just so much going on, both of us, that plus some stuff again going on. It was so crazy. We were like, we'll just put it off. We'll go next time. So we're going to try next time for sure.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a really good time. It was on the Warner Brothers lot, so it was just neat that after last year's disaster that they really gave a better venue this year. It was much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fangirl dream come true for me, like the Daytime Emmys. Everything is there. Like, just
exactly.
Everything. I would probably have a coronary. Like, I would probably pass out.
Oh, I know I would pass out. I know that much.
Yeah, Cody fangirls more than I do, actually. Like, in public or when we're talking to people on the show, I don't freak out. Like, I freak out later. But Cody freaks out. Like, he'll be, like, in a cold sweat shaking over some of the guests we have on, and I don't freak out till later.
I wouldn't go that far with it.
I love that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Some of them don't sink in for me till later, and then I realized what we did, and I was like, nah, freak out. But it takes a while for it to sink in on me, and Cody freaks out beforehand and during.
But the thing is,
each other out.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, I wouldn't say as much freak out as get nervous.
That's true.
Because the thing is, for me, I'm nervous with pretty much every guest we have on the show. I'm nervous.
Yeah,
but,
basically.
But things with me, I think nerves can be a good thing because they keep you on your toes, keep you, you know, ready for anything. So that's
right. Well, the only time I've ever been nervous for a show was when we had Mary Beth Evans on. That killed me a little. Like, I was, like, freaking out over that. Never been nervous again or since then, any time. Like, never been nervous for any other show. Mary Beth Evans, though, like, how can you not be nervous? She's a big deal when it comes to daytime. So I freaked out a little over that.
But was it a good interview, though?
It was like the best interview I've done.
Oh, it was incredible.
When you use it, you use your adrenaline well.
Yeah.
It always turns out great.
We take turns like leading interviews, so sometimes he does most of the work and I kind of just sit back. And sometimes it's the other way around. And with people like that I'm super obsessed with, basically. So obsessed sounds like I'm a stalker. That's not exactly true. But people who I'm really excited about, I'll leave the interview, like, mainly like the soap stars. And then more, Cody's more on like the side of the music. So when we have singers, he's more into leading those interviews. So when we had her, he told me, he's like, guess what? I was like, what? He's like, Mary Beth Evans is coming on the show. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. He's like, and by the way, you're doing the interview. And I was like, oh, great, thanks. He just put me in the early grave. But then it was like the best. It was one of the best that we've done, I think. And it was like one of the most structured interviews we've had, which is shocking to me.
I agree. It was
pretty
structured.
And many people, yeah. Well, I was scared. I didn't, like, know what to say. I was, like, freaking out. So, but it was good. So it was worth being freaking out, or it was worth freaking out over because it was really good. So
that's awesome.
You know,
I love that.
And speaking of structured interviews, as anybody knows, this show is pretty much a train wreck from the start. So, for that to be a structured interview, we were pretty much on our game that day, weren't we?
Well, I didn't know what to say and what was like what not to say, and everybody was sending me questions on Twitter to ask, and I'm like, if you want to ask, call and ask yourself. I'm not asking that stupid question. Like, I didn't know, because some people were sending me dumb questions, and some were personal, and sometimes you don't know whether it's okay to ask stuff like that, and I was like, if you want to know, you can call and ask yourself and embarrass yourself, because I'm not doing it.
It's always important to try and find, like, what that fine line is. If they start talking a little bit about their personal life, you might be able to open the door a little, but you always want to respect it, too.
Yeah, and we learned after we talked for a while with her that she's super open, and she was open to talking about anything. And so it was fine, but at first I didn't know. Like, I wasn't really familiar with any kind of interview she'd ever done, and I wasn't sure at all. And then she was really open, and she told us a lot about, like, her husband, her kids, and everything. So I was like, yeah, it's fine, but at first I didn't know. And people were sending me questions about, like, all of her co-stars, and I was like, I don't know if I should ask that. You want to know, you can call and ask.
You're like, don't look at me.
And that is why I put so much stock into researching the guests prior to them coming on, because I want to get a feel of what type of interviews they've done, and if it's okay to ask this question as opposed to this question, and that's kind of like, I still struggle with that. Like, is it okay to ask this question as opposed to this question or whatever, you know? So I'll like a week or so prior to a guest coming on, I'll sit down and read, listen to, or watch any interview that they've ever done, so I can kind of get a feel of what's okay to ask and what's not okay to ask.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good way to go, absolutely. Because some people just don't want to talk about their personal life at all, and you have to be respectful of that because it is personal questions, and, you know, they don't have many private moments when they're in the public eye like that.
Well, I remember somebody left a comment on my blog. Like, I wrote a blog about her coming on the show, and somebody left a comment and wanted me to ask her if her co-star Stephen Nichols was a good kisser, because, you know, that's a funny question. They make out on TV all the time. And at the time, I didn't know if that was an okay question. I was like, I don't know if that's something you ask somebody the first time you ever talk to them. But after we talked for a while, and we talked about Stephen, and we realized, like, they're best friends, and they're always tweeting at each other, telling each other they love each other. And so afterwards, we realized it was okay, but I was like, I'm not asking that. That is such an embarrassing thing for me to say to somebody. If you want to know, you ask. And then afterwards, we realized it was totally fine. And so I was like, next time we have her on, I'll ask for everyone out there that wants to know. But you got to make sure it's okay before you put your foot in your mouth like that.
Yeah, and you always want to make them feel welcome so that they will come back on your show, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Cody, go to your next question, because I know you have 100.
Actually, that was probably the bulk of actually what I wanted to know. So, cool. So, I wanted to ask, is there anything coming up for you in your busy schedule?
You know, it's been a really busy month, surprisingly. Even though it's the summer, you always think that things slow down. But we do have the Primetime Emmys coming up, so there'll be some coverage. The Creative Arts Emmys are on September 12th, and the Primetime Emmys are September 20th. So the next month or so is going to be pretty busy with events, and, you know, all the nominees are going to be parading around because they're trying to get in those last-minute votes. And I think we'll see a lot of interesting things just because you've got some shows ending like Mad Men. This is, you know, the last year it's eligible. So what will happen, we'll find out. Like, will Jon Hamm finally get his Emmy that he deserved years ago? And, you know, the New Guard's ushering in. And we've got a lot of interesting shows happening on Netflix and Amazon. And it's not just, like, what's on HBO that's nominated or what's on the networks anymore. So I love that there's all these new faces, and we're gonna, you know, be able to meet more actors and see more potential and everything else. TV is a really interesting place right now.
And Mad Men is one of your favorite shows, so I know you're sad that it's ending, right?
Yeah, it's done. And I'll tell you, the last season was not my favorite. I didn't love how they ended it, but that's okay, because I love the majority of the series. You know, there's nothing I can
right.
do. I didn't write the series. But I just think that in its heyday, which to me was like seasons 1 through 4, I think it got a little uneven beginning in season 5. But, you know, the first 4 seasons, it became a kind of a cultural touchstone of what happened back in the 60s. I mean, for a lot of us, we weren't alive, so we don't know what that was like. And to go back and watch just moments that now you'd be like, oh my gosh, we'd be calling Child Protective Services. Like, the neighbor's over there smoking and drinking and just hanging out at the kitchen table. And she's like, oh, I should go home and check on the kids. They've been alone for 4 hours, you know?
Right. Well, you know,
you can't do that.
You know, you said most of us weren't alive back then. Yesterday at dinner, my sister looks at my grandmother like dead serious, and she goes, "Grandmother, were you alive during the Great Depression?" And I was like, "Megan, that was 20s. She's not that old." Like, no. She's like, "Well, I was just curious because I'd like to learn some more about it, and I thought you were alive." I was like, "Megan, do you realize she'd have to be like 90 to be alive back then?" And she's like, "No, I didn't realize that." But, okay. Speaking of new things, this is not a new TV show, but I am so excited for the movie that's coming out with Meryl Streep and Rick Springfield. I am so excited to see this movie, Ricky and the Flash. It comes out, like, Friday, I think.
Yes, it does, tomorrow. And I think what's really interesting about it is that you not only have Meryl Streep, but her daughter is in it.
Yeah.
Aunt Mamie Gummer. And they do look very much alike. And I just love Meryl Streep because she pretty much can do anything.
She's fabulous.
And, you know, she's one of the nicest people to interview. I've interviewed her several times. And, you know, you sit there and think, I'm interviewing Meryl Streep, like, Oscar winner, the most nominated female ever. And she doesn't think of herself like that. She would be, like, the girl that you, like, hang out with, and she's the one dancing on the bar and, like, throwing back a drink, having fun, not caring.
She's
what
amazing.
Looks like. She's not like, high maintenance. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I love her.
I love everything she's in. So I'm so excited for this. Plus, we all know how I feel about Rick Springfield. So this is good for me.
Yes, we do.
I actually woke up this morning to, like, 4 different texts from 4 people letting me know that Rick Springfield was on Kelly and Michael. And I was like, I got it, guys. BVR'd it already, like, a week ago. I know.
Come on.
Believe
Dr.
me.
Noah Drake, man.
Yes.
Noah Drake.
I
did Kelly fawn over him? Because I'm sure that was her era of, like, Dr. Noah Drake.
I haven't watched it yet, but I did record it. And I got a bunch of texts, and I was like, I know he's on there. Like, calm down. And my mom's best friend posted on Facebook and said, wow, Rick Springfield's looking good. And her and I, we were all hanging out, like, a few weeks ago. And I was like, you judged me then for saying that I thought he was hot. She's like, yeah, but you're like a baby. And I was like, that doesn't mean my taste is, like, terrible. Like, I have eyes. And she was like, okay, so I take back my judgments on you. And I was like, yeah, you should. So I've DVR'd like 5 things he was on today, so I'm excited to watch.
I mean, you sang Jessie's Girl. Come on.
Exactly. Thank you.
A fun fact for you, Kristen.
So, boy.
I will be in your home state next month.
You're going to Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot.
I am. I'll be in Boston, actually.
That's where my dad's from, too.
Get out of here. Your dad was from Boston. What are you doing in Boston, Cody?
A Red Sox game.
Oh, good for you. You're going to Fenway Park.
Yes, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that's one of the classic.
It really is. I've heard a lot about it, and I've always wanted to see. Oh, I'm going to see all 30 major league stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. And
good
Fenway
for you.
Is like number. And Fenway, I think, is like number 23 or 24. So.
Oh, wow, you're pretty high up on the list.
He texted me and told me that if he was going to reach that goal, they had to stop building stadiums.
Well, this is one of the old ones. This is not one of the new ones. And, you know, Boston,
right.
You can't get rid of that green monster wall. Come on.
No, you can't. You can't. And probably my favorite stadium is Pittsburgh. PNC Park in Pittsburgh. I love that stadium.
Well, let me know what you think of Fenway Park. You need to practice
I'm
your Boston
for
accent,
you.
Though.
Yeah.
You know, a buddy of mine is a huge Sox fan, and he's actually worked up in Boston a lot, and he also says that Fenway Park is gorgeous. So
it really is.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, my dad's
looking
from here,
to it.
And he's, of course, we have to root for the Red Sox around here because he's a Red Sox fan. I like the Braves myself, but that's the Southern girl in me, but Daddy definitely
right.
does not fit in around here. Being from Boston, Birmingham, Alabama is definitely not, you know, his comfort zone. So
no,
it's really
Boston
funny.
Exactly.
It's really funny when people want or when people ask where he's from and he tells them, they're like, oh, okay. Like,
does your dad have a Boston accent?
Yeah, he kind of does. Like, especially when he's riled up or when he's yelling. Normally, just he slips every once in a while. For the most part, not really. His son, because, you know, I have an older brother who lives there, actually. He has a crazy, like, thick accent. Like, we'll talk to him on the phone, and I'm like, seriously? Justin, wait up. But, yeah, he does sometimes. Sometimes he slips in there a little accent. But for the most part, no. He's been away for long enough to not. But sometimes he does. Okay, Cody, real quick, because I know we're, like, so close to being out of time. We have to talk about the
right.
Angelo Stars. Kristen, that's the whole reason you come on this show.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Who would you like to see on Dancing with the Stars? Just anybody you can imagine. Who is somebody you would love to see on that show?
Oh, you know who I want to see? And I want to see the two of them on the same season. I don't think with their schedule it's going to be able to work, but Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Yes,
the two
please.
Skaters.
That would
they're
be
so fabulous,
yes.
And you know that their wardrobe would be great. I just saw Tara at the Disney Feet Gala on Saturday. She's looking great, but she's working pretty much full-time now for NBC, and she's got she's going to be going to Rio with them. And the skating season overlaps both the spring and the fall season, so I don't see how it's possible.
Well, I love them, and I love when they cover the Olympics. They're hilarious, so I would love that.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Two. I would love that.
I have, like, a lot of people, and, you know, I think it's funny because somebody told Cher, like, somebody tweeted her and said, you should do Dancing with the Stars, and her response was, I don't think so. I have an effing Oscar. Like, so I love her so much. She's,
oh,
like,
well.
My favorite, but I don't think we'll ever see Cher competing on Dancing with the Stars. As much as
no,
I would love
we will
that.
Not. Her son did, so I think that that's enough.
Yeah. We
that's,
got close
yeah.
with her son. Cody, what about you? Any wishes for the Dancing with the Stars cast?
You know this is coming, Em. Carrie Underwood.
Oh, do I? He's in love with
this
woman. I don't understand. Every single time we ask about a celebrity, that's his go-to.
That's hilarious.
What can you say?
Yeah, that's true. Well,
you love her. That's all that matters.
I love her, too. I'm not judging you because you don't judge my Tyler Christopher stalking. Thing,
I think
so
she'd be incredible, though, seriously.
She would be, and we will overlook the fact that you're in love with her because you overlook the fact that I stalked Tyler Christopher.
This is
like, that's just how it is. We have an agreement here.
That's a friendship.
This is true.
That's true friendship. I'm trying to think, who else is really good on Dancing with the Stars? I'm trying to think of celebrities. Like, well, okay, I know that Caitlin Bristow's Bachelorette, she said on Kelly and Michael last week that she would love to do Dancing with the Stars if they would ask
her. She's totally going to be on. They're totally asking her. She's totally on this season. Like, let's just be honest. Like, that's
absolutely
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I said.
If she's not announced on September 2nd, well, all y'all can tweet me because I'm going to be fainting on the floor in Los Angeles that she's not in the cast. I will say, though, the number one person they really want, and it's not going to happen this season, is Caitlyn Jenner. There's so much going on in her life right now. I mean, it's been a very big year.
Yeah, there really is.
But ABC, ABC has said that we're going to keep asking until she says yes.
Yeah, well, I'm expecting to see Caitlyn the Bachelorette on, and I'll be shocked if she's not, but, you know, I'll give it, like, till next spring, because maybe next spring, but she said on Kelly and Michael that she wants to do it, but she wants to have time for her relationship first. Well, she's had a month, so that's enough time, I guess. So,
yeah, and back to Atlanta, they're probably going to break up before Christmas anyway, so let's make sure that she makes her money on Dancing with the Stars.
I think that at this point, it's like a clause in your contract if you're on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette that you later have to compete on Dancing with the Stars.
That's great. Exactly.
Like, I feel like they should just put that in the contract.
It doesn't feel like that.
Paper.
Yeah, I have a friend that's currently on Bachelor in Paradise. He was on the last season as well with Caitlin, and it's been interesting to see someone that I know pretty well go through this experience. It's really, really funny.
Well, I'm trying to think who could we see on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know.
As far as soap stars go, soap stars go.
They haven't done
soap stars
in quite a while.
Jeannie Francis, please, for the love of everything holy on TV. She is my favorite actress. I love her so much. My room is starting to look like a shrine. It needs to quit, actually. I have 4, maybe 5 autographed pictures of her. Because, okay, first of all, people send them to me. And second of all, I got them from her fan club when I won a contest. Like, people need to stop judging me and thinking I'm paying money for this, because I'm not. People just send them to me. They like to meet her and then they get me a picture and I'm like, well, you're the best thing. But my mom was like, you need to stop building a shrine to Jeannie Francis in your room. And I was like, well, it wasn't intentional, but now that you mention it, it might look like that a little bit.
Whatever. Soap Stars has not seen a soap star in probably about 5 seasons now. I feel like Ingo Rademacher. Like the last one.
They need one.
They need one. It's time, and it's something different, something we haven't seen, because now we expect like a Bachelor contestant. An athlete.
We expect a Disney star. Didn't we have Antonio Sabato Jr. on there?
Antonio Sabato. That's probably what, 2 or 3 seasons?
3 or 4 years ago.
I forgot about him. He's one of those Where Are They Now soap stars, so I kind of forgot about him.
But,
I'm trying to think.
I know she already dances, but I'd love to see a Fenella Hughes on the show.
Fenella Hughes would be amazing.
That would be a perfect one.
Incredible.
I'd love that.
I love her. And you know what? I used to fangirl her when I was like 10 or 11, watching like that show she did, the fashion show.
Either her or Laura Wright.
Laura Wright would be great. I love her, too.
So those two
I love them all.
Be just incredible. So.
But honestly,
too many good choices.
Fenella Hughes would be great. Fenella Hughes, when she did that show on Style Network, which I don't even think Style Network exists anymore, I loved her then.
Right.
And I remember the first time I ever watched General Hospital and I saw her on there, I got so excited. I was like, hey, she used to be on that show, which is so funny because everybody that watched that show was like, hey, she's on General Hospital. And I'm over here like, oh, I didn't know she was on this show. I know her from How Do I Look? And
Did you ever see her in Staying Alive with John Travolta?
I did not. I've seen screen caps of that, and I think I need to see it for sure. But
I need to watch that.
Well, I've watched it, but I didn't know it was her. Like, when I watched it, it was a long time ago, and I didn't even know who she was. So now that I, like, would recognize her, I need to watch it.
It's great.
For sure.
It's so cheesy and awesome.
I love dance movies. Like, they're just fantastic. And some of them are so cheesy, but it's totally fine. They're great.
You know,
that's just how it is.
Getting back to the TV shows for just a second, and I think that's all I've got for you. A show that I'm really excited to see a comeback, especially since they've announced a few changes to it, is Nashville.
I'm so excited for that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great show, and you know, I'm glad that they still have the network support. The fans are strong. You know, they're maybe not as big, and you know, it's not a top 10 show, but I just think Nashville is so well done.
Yeah, it's a great show, and I'm super into it. And it was really weird when I lived in Tennessee and lived so close to Nashville. I would always ask people if they watched it, and they're like, "Emily, why would I watch a show about literally where we live?" And I was like, "Well, I watched it before I came here, and then I came here, and I still watched it because I'm addicted to it." But people thought it was so weird that I watched it and I lived there, and I was like, "But it's great. Why would I not watch it?"
You know, and I heard that this coming season they're getting kind of back to their roots as far as focusing on more of the music industry, not so much the political aspect of the show. I think that's going to be interesting to see how they get back to the roots of the show, you know.
Well, Tawny Britton is fantastic, so I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Me too. She's awesome. Loved her on Friday Night Lights too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love her. I love her character and Charles Esten's character together. Like, I have been Team Deacon and Raina since the beginning, and they finally got back together. It was like a really bad way for them to get back together, but it worked out. I waited so long for that. I was finally satisfied, and then the season ended. So, of course, that was like right at the end, and I didn't get to enjoy it long enough.
I think that's probably all.
I know, we're like running out of time. We have to stop talking, which is so tragic.
We could talk all afternoon.
We could. People would stop listening after a while because we would be talking so long.
Probably. Unless Amy's got something else for you, I think I'm pretty much done.
I don't. We already talked about Dancing with the Stars. You know, that's pretty much, that's why we asked Kristen to come on the show, so she'll talk about Dancing with the Stars with us.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's always my pleasure.
You have to come back when they announce the cast so we can discuss it.
Yes, you do.
I'd love that.
You have to come
I'd
back.
Love that.
Okay.
We got you. I thank you again for being on the show 4 times.
Yay!
And thank you again for all the support you've given us.
Oh, of course. You guys are doing a great job. I'm so proud of you both.
Thank you. And thanks for listening to us talk for so long, because we've pretty much all competed to see who could talk the most.
Pretty
so that's awesome.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay? And I will tell you, I'll give you a full report from Boston.
I can't wait. Have a great time.
Thanks, Kristen. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye. I love that woman. Seriously. Seriously, I love that woman.
I told you. Okay, first of all, I've known her forever. It seems like in a day. Yeah. I've known her since I was a sophomore, and I've now graduated high school, everyone. But I've known Kristen since I was a sophomore, and the reason I know her is because a friend of mine tweeted with her, like, during Dancing with the Stars, and I was like, well, if she tweeted you back, then she'll tweet me back. And this was before I'd ever had a tweet from anyone that I thought was, like, awesome. Like, I'd never had a celebrity tweet or anything. So I thought it was super awesome that Kristen would tweet me back. So I was always forever talking to her, and then we just became friends, and 3 years later, and we're still friends, so.
A time for the announcements, okay?
Go ahead.
At the 11th, we have singer-songwriter Audrey Callahan with us. I'm working on a little something maybe for the 18th. I'm not quite sure about that yet. I don't want to jinx it. And the 20th is the show's 3-year anniversary.
I'm so excited. Are you going to get all of our people to call us, like all our soap people? Miss them.
Yes.
Cody, do you know how long since we've had a soap guest? I missed them.
I know, it's been forever. I'm working.
I feel like they forgot us. Like, I miss our soap people so bad. Like, I miss talking to them because we became friends with all of them. They're all so sweet and genuine. And not that everybody we have isn't, but, I mean, specifically some of the people we've had on multiple times are so sweet, and I miss talking to them. So we need to get back to that for sure.
I'm trying. Trust me.
I know.
I am trying.
Good.
Trust me.
We got you guys. We're trying hard for y'all.
So that's the 20th, and I want to say every single past gift we've ever had, I come back on the show on the 20th, and
that'd be amazing.
Just update it, you know.
That'd be so great. If only we had that much time.
That would be so
cool,
wouldn't it?
I'm so excited, though, for our anniversary. It feels like, okay, first of all, we're going to let this be public knowledge. Cody and I have a pact that if our show makes 10 years, we're getting matching tattoos, and the reason I'm saying this on the air is because if I don't, he can deny it 7 years from now.
Exactly.
So we're going to make it known. Anyway, I would never deny it. I'm not a chicken, but you might chicken out.
True.
Put it somewhere where you can't see it unless you look for it, and then it won't bother you.
Right. What do you say?
Anyways.
We in the madness.
Okay, let me say one thing. I want to say, if you're listening to this, which you've probably given up on us at this point, thank you everybody who's been tweeting me and sending me Facebook messages and texts about getting well and asking how I am. I appreciate it so much, and even if I don't, like, immediately respond, it's not that I didn't see it. It's not that I don't care. I've just been out of commission. So
I
appreciate everybody's love and their messages and everything so much.
You called me that night? For that day, and I could tell something was up. You're like, Cody. I'm like, oh God, what's going on now?
Well, last time I called him crying, my great grandfather had just died. So let's be real, this is not the best. But yeah, I was so scared, and I just wanted to, like, I was so scared, and I just wanted to like talk to somebody that, you know, I wanted to see somebody or talk to somebody that I like loved. I was so scared, and I was all alone because my mom, they like separated us at the hospital. And I was so scared. I was waiting on my grandfather to get there. He was coming, but I just needed to hear from somebody. So I was like, I'll call Cody. But if you guys don't know, I had a car wreck. I'm okay. I have a broken collarbone. Me and my mother had a wreck because my mother was driving, not me. But we had a wreck because somebody decided it was okay to make a U-turn at an intersection at a light, and we T-boned them. So we're okay. I'm out of commission for a little bit. I have a broken collarbone, but I'm all good.
That,
I will
fine.
Survive. It could have been worse. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky to be alive. So, we'll end it now because we're out of time. Literally out of time.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm... I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Kristen Burt. As you heard, we have, on the 11th, we have singer-songwriter Audrey Callahan with us. And the 20th is our 3-year anniversary. And I want to say everybody that we've ever had on the show, I call in on the switchboard. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.